How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things, Mike Lindell and of course, Truth and Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep this show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. We've been tested for patience. Oh, we were negative. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I am an emergency physician, but I'm also a Stanford University educated attorney. It is written clearly that this is an experimental agent. It's written in the law. The FDA application, they're currently called investigational status only, and investigational is defined as experimental. So legally, they are in an experimental status that has legal implications downstream in terms of ability to sue and compensation and all of that. In addition, it's very clear by long history of Nuremberg Code, Helsinki Declaration, and by federal code of regulations that you can never pressure or coerce or duress, those are the words in the statute, anybody to take an experimental agent. We've known this since the Nazi era. I can't believe truly that we're having a conversation, any kind of mandates for experimental anything, because it's clearly against the law, it's against humanity, and this is well established all across the world for decades. We're not talking about a vaccine. This is not the measles vaccine. This is not the flu vaccine. This is an experimental investigational agent at this time. We might have a different conversation in 2 years from now. You know what else we haven't heard? We haven't heard that the VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, which is a vaccine adverse events reporting system, which is how doctors and patients are supposed to report any adverse events. Have you heard, maybe I'm sharing this with you the first time. There's been about 500 deaths that are in time temporally related to getting the COVID experimental vaccine. Nobody is saying they're definitely from the vaccine, but this is the best that scientists can do in terms of kind of getting an early warning system. So this VAERS system exists where people can call or make a complaint. Oh, I think this was related to that. So we've had it for years and years. So for comparison's sake, for influenza, there have been about 20 VAERS deaths reported since September. There have been about 130, I think, or 150 influenza vaccines in that time. There have been almost 500 VAERS-associated deaths with the experimental COVID vaccines, over about 30 million vaccinations. That puts the COVID-19 experimental vaccine at an 80 times rate of influenza.
Wow.
And it's not written in any mainstream media. Am I saying that's definitely the cause? I'm saying it's worth looking at.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. I played that again today because it's so vital to listen to. The COVID vaccine, so much more dangerous than even the flu vaccine, which I wouldn't even take that. But there you go. So really what she was saying was 150 million vaccines. She didn't say million. That's what she was referring to. There had been 150 million vaccines of the flu, right, compared to the 30 million, only 30 million of COVID. Well, the stats were much higher for death and adverse reactions and stillborn deaths for the COVID vaccine in a relatively smaller number than the flu vaccine. So COVID vaccine, 30 million, right? And the flu vaccine at 150 million doses, right? But you had much more death and problems with the COVID. So is that scaring people? And what I would like to do partially in this hour, because there's a lot I want to talk about. I want to get to Arizona gun laws and Texas and everything else. But I wanted us to go back just a little bit and sort of analyze. The best thing to do, I think, in research is to go back and compare and contrast. And when you compare and contrast, you get a really healthy context, because the media is going to flood our brains with all kinds of propaganda. And so to cut through the propaganda, one of the best things you can do is go, okay, well, what were we thinking and feeling and doing in January of 2020? What was it like in 2018? It's really hard to go back because we're never reminded of that in the media. So if we're watching media all the time, it's never going to be in context. It's only going to be fear and emotion driven. So big, big difference in your information, right? If somebody tells you everyone's dying around you, but then you go back a year ago and they say the same thing and you're like, well, that's not really, that didn't really happen. You get a more clear context if you can go back. Okay, so let's go back for just kicks and giggles here. Let's go back in the time machine for just a moment, because this will share a really big kind of eye-opener for, I think, most people listening. And by the way, Susan and Melissa will be on the show today. We have a lot of great topics at hand, and always with those two, right? Chris Ann Hall tomorrow, Alan Stevo Friday, and a couple of guests on the hopper right now that I'm working with getting on the show. So a lot of great stuff for the show. But let's go to this really quick, because I want to talk about Utah, too. Okay, so this is basically from Deseret News. This was from January 31st, 2020, a year and six weeks ago. Okay, a year and 6 weeks ago. So this is what they said. They came out because by right at this time, January 31st, 2020, is when we really started talking about COVID on the show. But of course, it was this big mystery. Nobody knew what it was. Oh my gosh. And okay. And at this point in time, remember, there had only been, I think, 218 deaths worldwide. 218 worldwide. And they were already starting the fear and spin machine. Okay. And you're going to hear that in this article. So in this Deseret News article, the title was "Influenza Still Utah's Greatest Threat of Illness, Especially for Kids This Year." And it said the CDC estimated that 19 million to 26 million people have been sick with the flu from just October to January. Okay, October 2019 to January 2020. 19 million to 26 million had been sick with the flu. And they said, while influenza-related deaths are often underreported, I don't actually believe that's true, the CDC believes up to 20,000 Americans will die with the flu this year. Now, it's interesting that they said 20,000 Americans, because the average at this point was 35,000 to 40,000 Americans dying from the flu. And a couple of years ago, we had 80,000 die from the flu in 2018. So it was really interesting that they set the number so low, don't you think? So it said the CDC believed up to 20,000 Americans would die with the flu. They said, while the threat of coronavirus looms outside of Utah, 218 deaths worldwide. Anyway, said, and even more heavily beyond domestic borders, because of that, 218? Okay. Anyway, it said Utah's biggest immediate concern is influenza, which is a very serious respiratory disease. At least two teens in Utah have died from the flu in recent weeks. Thousands of flu cases have been reported statewide, and there had been 535 influenza-related hospitalizations. This is back in January 2020. Majority of them are not senior citizens or people with chronic illness. They're children. Gosh, why didn't we lock down the state then, if this was the case? And then it said we have a higher percentage of kids being hospitalized. He said the predominant strain is influenza B. Now, incoincidentally enough, it's very strange that Indiana had posted an article around the same time. But theirs wasn't influenza B. Theirs was H1N1. Yeah, the swine flu. Yeah. And they even cited it. They said, oh, yeah, most people have it or have H1N1. That's very strange, right? About the same time. Anyway, so it said if your child is sick, keep him home from school for 24 hours. Flu is very serious. Okay. In 2017, if we backed this up a couple of years from last year, right? It said the seasonal flu death estimate increases worldwide. Between 291,000 and 646,000 people will die from influenza. Okay. And then in 2018, the next year, it said there was a Healthline article, and it said that 0.015 would die from the flu on average in America. And the death rate from COVID right now is 0.159. So in 2018, they said people that die from the flu on average, it's 0.015. 0.015. Today, with all of the stuff going on, because Texas just removed their mask mandate, okay, after a year, 530,000 deaths in America from COVID would only be 0.159. They're shoving a vaccine down your throat, telling you you have to have it, even though for the whole year you didn't get COVID. They're also telling you you're going to die. You have to wear a mask still everywhere you go. But the death rate with that attributed to COVID, which isn't COVID, and I'll get into that in a second, is 0.159 right now in America. 0.159. Think about that. 0.159. And we have businesses still suffering and businesses still making you wear a mask inside the business, even though there's no threat down here of any type of fine. They're not fining anyone down here. Name one case. You tell me somebody that has been fined. You won't find anybody. So it's all a threat, smoke and mirrors. Yet they are being crazy about it, right? There's businesses that are just insane about it. Harmon's. I would never shop at Harmon's again. Costco. Natural Grocer. No, thank you. Yeah, just insane about it. But the total amount of deaths in the United States attributed to COVID, illegally, by the way, because a lot of them are heart disease and they even admit it, is only 0.159% of Americans attributed to COVID. Okay. When I come back, I want to show you what LA Times wrote. It's interesting. It's interesting. And by January 31st, 10,000 Americans had already died from the flu, but we didn't shut everything down. 10,000 Americans in 2020, right? By January, from October to January, 10,000 people had died, said LA Times, probably more. They just weren't reported. And it said that, we weren't even thinking about locking anyone down or mandating or anything. And CBC wrote an article, or CNBC wrote an article in February 3rd of 2020 that said the flu has already killed 10,000 as the world frets over the new coronavirus. We shut down America with 27 deaths attributed falsely to COVID that they admitted later. They said the testing was skewed and wrong. The CDC admitted that 2 months after. But there were 27 deaths in total. In the first week of March, by the first week of March, and they shut us all down. Yeah, Utah started shutting down. Utah declared an emergency on March 6th, a year ago. We still are under a mask, you know, business mandate that they keep spinning at us, right? Texas, I think it was Mississippi too, right? Just took those off. Interesting. Let's talk about that. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Change, change, change.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Here we're looking to lose weight. Get over to Dr. Diet. Stat. I'm serious. It was the place that I lost weight and actually accomplished it after trying, you know, off and on for so many years and losing 5 and gaining 5 and losing 10 and gaining 10. Finally, I got to Dr. Diet and the yo-yo stopped, and I was really grateful to them because they have all the tools there and all the medical kinds of personnel that you would want on a team from homeopathic to MD. They've got it, and they have B12 shots and they have everything to boost the metabolism. They're awesome. You'll love these people. Dr. Diet, 628-DIET is the phone number. Do it right now, because right now you have such a good amount of time before summer hits. And you want to look and feel different this summer. You don't want to hide under a beach cover-up. A moo-moo. Just get over to Dr. Diet. 628-DIET. Get it done. They're the best way to do it. I'm serious. The accountability is awesome. And garage doors only. If you're looking for a garage door, looking to update your home, if your garage door is broken like mine was, if you are building a home, I would go to them hands down. I would not even go to anyone else. Garage doors only. They're going to service it right away. You get to pick out the garage door you want. They just know what they're doing. And they're honest, and I trust them, and they're great. I'm serious when I say I would go to them over anyone. They just did a stellar job, and their technicians are incredible. So, and they're quick. They're so fast. So, and they'll communicate with you so nicely. You'll love these guys. Garage doors only on Bluff. You will love these people. Don't give your business anywhere else. Garage doors only. All right. So a couple of things. Number one, Arizona. I just wanted to point this out. Arizona, before I get into the rest of my stuff here, Arizona has introduced a bill cited as the Second Amendment Firearm Freedom Act. Now, they don't really need to do this. It's in our Constitution. But what I wanted to point out to you was that this bill would say that Arizona does not have to comply with any federal gun restricting measures. It doesn't already. But this bill, they say, cements it. We don't need the cementing, but okay. But I wanted to give you the amount of people, because Arizona was still sort of considered conservative, right? 31-29 on their House vote. 31, that's pretty close. 31-29 voted that, yeah, we need to not comply with federal, the Biden gun laws that are coming, right? But isn't that scary? 31-29, that means 29 of them were resistant and wanted to follow along with any of Biden's orders? Good gravy. Anyway, I wanted to tell you that. I also wanted to say that San Francisco is finally opening up. Yeah. They were under still this lockdown. San Francisco, the dirty little city of the West Coast. It's really gross. Anyway, just so gross. They have poop maps, defecating maps, so that you don't walk in human poop, right, as you walk the city. So disgusting. Anyway, they're finally opening up, right? Texas and Mississippi removed the mask mandates. So now what? Because I've seen a lot more people today without the mask, because as Texas and Mississippi are leading out, not our own Utah, it's kind of strange, isn't it? It was March 2nd, yesterday, a year ago, that Governor Tyrant Herbert, put Tyrant Spencer Cox, our now governor, on as head of the coronavirus task force, as lieutenant governor at the time. Okay, this was a year ago and a day. And you know what's interesting? Has he done a great job? Can you actually say that? We're still in lockdown, and we're a conservative state, considered a very, very red state. But Texas and Mississippi lead out on the ditch the mask mantra. Not us. Same with Florida. Not us. Nope. They're going strong. In fact, every 5 seconds, Governor Cox, Dictator Cox, reminds me about this vaccine that I have to get with such a low percentage of Utah even having any problem at all. Now, this was, by the way, it was March 6th that Governor Herbert declared a state of emergency, and it never stopped. Still under a state of emergency today. A year later. A year. Do we have a tremendous amount of death? No. In fact, Salt Lake Tribune in June 13th of 2020, just this last summer, right? We were months and months into the COVID thing. Okay. We were still significantly in lockdown pretty much. I mean, mask mandates, if you will. Okay. Stuff still hadn't reopened really until the summer. And they said that in Utah, they said they had 252 more deaths than expected. I'm not saying 2,000 or 200,000 because we have a population of 3.1 million. Okay. I'm only talking 252 deaths, they said. Okay. So the Salt Lake Tribune was even scratching its head and in multiple fashion, multiple times said, the data is very inconclusive and doesn't say much. And we're still scratching our heads. This is the Salt Lake Tribune, who's very liberal, was saying, we still don't get it. What's going on? And they said only 1% of Utahns who tested positive have died so far. Do you realize it's still the same? Nothing's changed since June. And so they were saying, oh, gee, where's the margin of error? 252 deaths by then. We had more deaths at that point, right, than expected. And they said that there were excess deaths, okay? But at the time, the CDC estimated that the 20,000 to 45,000 extra deaths were caused by something other than COVID. Yeah. They saw heart attacks death spike in New York. They said people were dying of other things. And they also said that the CDC said the underlying causes of COVID deaths were, this is in June, cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, Alzheimer's, influenza, pneumonia, chronic lower respiratory disease, kidney disease, COVID-19, that COVID-19 was made up of all of these things. They admitted it. Nobody paid attention, especially Utah. Through May 30th, Utah had a designated 112 COVID deaths. We completely locked down our state, businesses shut down. To this day, running in fear, making people wear masks, excluding them, not treating a friend of mine at an emergency room, right, because of a mask. Isn't this interesting? 252-ish excess deaths. But they said they couldn't even say that those 252 excess deaths by this time in Utah were even COVID. They said they were in the unknown category. 169 of them, unknown. They printed this. They said there would be a big leap in suicide. We had some more suicides. And they said, so who is dying? And they said the average was 73 years old. 82% of the dead had at least one pre-existing condition. That's still the case. The pre-existing condition is what's killed them. 82%. Now, since this time, they said only 6% of the total deaths and cases were actually COVID. What they said was COVID. I don't even know if I believe that, since they don't even have a sample of it still. They admitted they don't have a sample of it. So if this is Texas, if Texas is doing the mandates, right, and this is Utah, sorry, why are we still under state of emergency? Why are we still doing this? Why are our elected officials who are ending their session on Friday not really dealing with this? It's hurting economy still. It's hurting psychologically the people. Do they not care? Do they not realize that we have a non-problem here? Look around you. Is everyone dying? What about those not wearing masks for a year? Are they dead? Nope. So what's the deal? What's the deal? Do you realize that we had the groups of 100 thing start in March, early March? We're in early March. This has been a year ago. Do you realize that soft closure began March 16th last year for schools? Now, I don't care if the kids are in public school. I think it's just more indoctrination. But isn't that interesting? It's been a year of this kind of stuff that we're still talking about today. And I hate that I'm still talking about it, by the way, because I never thought I'd be talking about it this long. I thought people would see the light in at least in the end of April, because 2.5 months was always the cycle for the new prevalent disease of fear that they would list, right? MERS and all these other, you know, all these other diseases everybody thought everyone was going to get. And they came out with all the millions will die. Okay. So that cycle in the press usually stayed about 2.5 months. And I kept saying this back in March of last year, about 2.5 months. Well, it was about 3 months, and we were mostly back to work, right? Except for the fact that we're still hanging on to the masks. Why? Now, down here in Southern Utah, there's no fines. They're not giving out fines. Public Health Department even said, you know, they don't have the authority to fine. They don't say that, but it's very clear they don't. Yet, at the same time, they're not going to fine. So why are businesses still putting up the signs in their windows? Why are they still in fear? It's all smoke and mirrors. Nobody down here has gone through anything like that, right? Have you seen a $10,000 fine that a business paid yet? So why are we still in fear? What's going on? Is it totally the media? Do we still trust them? Do people still trust them? I don't trust them, but do people still trust them? Even after a year of this? The death rate, still 0.0. It's ridiculous in Utah, the death rate. Yet here we are, a year later. Isn't this amazing? So what are we going to do about that? And I also yesterday was going to comment on pregnancy. There's a lot of stillborn deaths from people getting the COVID shot being pregnant. And they're trying really hard not to attribute it to pregnancy. And I will play a clip when I come back of Dr. Simone Gold talking about that. It's a problem. There are a lot of baby deaths going on right now. And these are babies that people are excited about their pregnancy, yet they go in for a COVID shot. They worry about everything under the sun being pregnant, yet they'll jam up their arm with something that is experimental. Why? Do we not have enough sense to understand that you don't want to expose a baby to something experimental like gene altering? So here we are. Anyway, okay, I'll take a caller. You have 30 seconds, caller. Go for it.
Yeah, it's not the government that's doing it. It's Doppel. Doppel is making the businesses wear masks and to post those signs. I went into a business the other day, and they said, I don't believe in it, but Doppel will close us down if we don't.
That's not true. And you know what? It's not true. They haven't closed anyone down. Who have they closed down?
Well, the threat is there.
Yeah, but the threat is a threat. It doesn't mean anything's going to happen. So why aren't people taking the signs off?
But why take the risk, I guess, is the question.
But there's no risk.
Don't want your business closed down.
But there's no risk. There's no risk. You can't even point to one case where it's actually happened, right? I have to go to a break right now in Utah. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
So there isn't a case. Don't do it over a threat. Take it off. Take it off and see what happens. You're not risking your business. They won't do anything. They've already said they won't do anything. They've come out in the press and said, we're not going after businesses. So take the signs off your door. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
In 2009, they said the swine flu caused almost 300,000 deaths. H1N1 in 2009. Do you remember the whole country acting like this? I don't know. Did we get more dumb? I don't know. We didn't act like we're acting now, I'll tell you that much. 300,000 deaths for swine flu. And we did not do what we're doing now. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Still under by decree of the king, mask mandate. Texas removed theirs. Mississippi removed theirs. Florida said no, but the businesses continued on enforcing it. And here we sit, conservative state Utah, under the direction of the very liberal Cox. Okay. Make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Get your bullfrog hot tub or your swim spa. Or get a pool and jacuzzi. They even have smaller units. This summer, get it so that this summer you can be swimming around and have a nice summer. Go to Tropical. You'll love these guys. They're awesome. Tropical Pool and Spa. Also, Cottontown Village tonight. Tonight. March 3rd. Tonight. So if this plays on a rerun, it's March 3rd. Anyway, make sure that you get over to Cottontown Village tonight. Eric Moutsos will be speaking about liberty, 7 p.m. You'll love this. Citizens for a Constitutional Government. Join their Facebook page because they've got a lot of wonderful speakers coming up, too. And you'll want to see their schedule. Cottontown Village tonight, 7 p.m., March 3rd, Wednesday night. Make sure that you get there. You'll love it. He's a great speaker. And then, by the way, Biden is so desperate for headlines since he's not doing a SO2 address as of late. We don't know. And of course, he should be doing it, but he's not. But it's not actually, we could go into the details of that, but it's just odd that he's not doing it. And then no press releases, nothing, but he's going to cure cancer. So I just want everybody to know that he is on the I'm going to cure cancer bandwagon now. Huh. Okay. Can't put a sentence together, but he's going to cure cancer. Let me just say this, because we have to go back and remember in context where we were a year ago. March 12th, Governor Tyrant Herbert came out for Utah, March 12th of last year, and said you couldn't get together in a group of more than 100. We had two positive cases that were resting at home comfortably with Tylenol and no death. We didn't even have a single case in the southern part of the state. Nothing. They did a mandate of 100 people. Now, if you say, well, I mean, they were just worried. If you declare an emergency with no emergency actually going on, do you think that's a problem? Do you think that could create another problem that we have? groups of 100 mean weddings were shut down, funerals. Our way of life was greatly inhibited. We were confined as groups. And we only had two positive cases, and they were resting at home comfortably with Tylenol, not even medication, nothing, probably the flu. And we also had tests that didn't work then, that they came out later and said that testing was, wasn't really accurate. No death. We had no emergency actually happening. But March 12th is when all this was going on. By the end of the month, we were closing parks. We had already closed schools. We had already closed down everything a year ago with no deaths. Even though we had had some death, 112 at that point, with flu. But we were closing down because of COVID. I just want everybody to kind of look back and go, wow, they did an emergency. And right now, your representatives that say that they're Republican and the majority could certainly identify this as a problem, right? And they could say, hey, no more of this. No matter what, you cannot do this for an impending problem that's not even real. So I just wanted to make sure that we realized what happened. It was real. It's really disgusting in my book. So now I want to play for you, because we're having all these problems with the COVID vaccine. 30 million distributed COVID vaccines are bringing 80 times more death and adverse reaction than the flu vaccine. And a problem that's cropping up is people that are taking it while pregnant or want to be pregnant. Here is Dr. Simone Gold, and then I'll take your calls.
Important that we reclaim the language. These are not vaccines. These are experimental vaccines. People sometimes think I'm making a political point. I'm not. This is exactly their status. They are investigational agents only. They will not be authorized as full vaccines until 2022 or so, which is a couple of years away. This is critical because I don't understand how physicians in good conscience are rushing headlong into recommending an experimental anything for anybody. If you want to enroll yourself in a medical trial, by all means, feel free to do so. In my experience as an emergency physician, almost nobody chooses to do that. But if you want to, that's fine. The problem is that it cannot be mandated or cannot be given willy-nilly to millions or tens of millions of people while it's still in an experimental trial. Currently, Pfizer, Moderna, and all of the others are in investigational stages only. This is very concerning. I'm glad you referenced Dr. Michael Yeadon. He protested to the European Union version of the FDA. That's called the EMA, European Medical Agency or Medicine Agency. And he put together a written protest that the vaccines are still too experimental to be rolling out to the masses. I think that was mid-December. Mm-hmm. He was overruled and they continue to roll them out. His concerns were four different things. One was the antibody-dependent enhancement, which we have to talk about. Mm-hmm. But the second, which you're raising right now, is the fertility aspect. And I just want to stress to everybody that, you know, I'm a mom, and when you're a mom and you're a woman who wants to get pregnant, you know, the desire to get pregnant is overwhelming and it's enormous. And that's really, it's not something that can be replaced by something else. And it's not something you can mess around with. The cascade of events that has to go on in the human body to get pregnant and to maintain a pregnancy throughout is incredibly complicated. And that's why historically doctors and scientists have always excluded pregnant women from clinical trials, because we don't know all the details of what we don't know. And in this case, also pregnant women and breastfeeding women and women that want to get pregnant are excluded from trials. It has been shocking, therefore, to see people advocating that pregnant women or young women that want to become pregnant should ever be in favor of taking an experimental anything. May I remind everybody, there are women out there that don't want to eat, you know, a 6 ounces of salmon because it might have a little bit of mercury in it.
Right.
But they're willing to throw all this caution to the wind and say, jab me with something experimental. So what I tweeted about a couple of days ago is a young female physician who's been very pro the experimental vaccine. And in fact, she went ahead and got the vaccine, the experimental COVID vaccine. And she's second trimester pregnant. And a few days later, she loses the pregnancy. I feel it's critical to talk about this, and it's why I wanted to come on your show specifically to talk about it. A couple of things. One is losing a pregnancy in the second trimester is not very common. The typical reason you do is because the placenta has some kind of failure. Well, if this thing is really going wrong with the experimental vaccine, it causes placental failure. We know that from case studies of women who've had COVID-19 while they're pregnant. There's a case study written in our white paper on the experimental vaccine. A woman came into the ER because she was, she's like 5 months pregnant, and I'm paraphrasing, she had COVID. She was sick, but not sick enough to stay. A couple days later, they bring her back to the ER. She ends up being hospitalized, and she ends up losing the pregnancy. And they autopsied everything, and they studied everything. It turned out the only problem was that the syncytiotrophoblast layer of the placenta was very, very inflamed, and the placenta failed. They didn't even see the virus in it, right? So it was just this, maybe an autoimmune response to the virus, et cetera, but she loses the pregnancy. Now, we see that with prior coronavirus vaccines. We've seen that with Middle East respiratory syndrome viruses. So we know that this mechanism exists to attack the syncytiotrophoblast layer of the placenta. The concern with the experimental COVID vaccine is that it may mimic kind of a permanent COVID status. So you're taking a situation that would be time limited. You have COVID-19, you're pregnant, you lose a pregnancy, that's sad. But what would be much worse than that is if you forevermore cannot maintain a pregnancy because you've gotten a vaccine. So instead of just the one-time episode of the illness, you instead have a lifelong episode of infertility. Now, am I saying this will definitely happen? I'm not saying that will definitely happen. I'm saying that bench scientists who are working on this very issue have raised this red flag. They said it could happen. We have seen it with prior similar viruses and vaccines. Therefore, we need to pause, take a breath, remember that this is an experimental medication only, and treat it with the due deference we treat experimental medications.
Amen. That was Dr. Simone Gold, one of the frontline doctors, who, by the way, was raided by the FBI in Roger Stone fashion, who we also had on the show, for saying it was experimental. It is experimental. They admit it on the fact sheet when you get the gene-altering shot. So what she had to say, did that rattle a few of you? It could put you in the hyper response, because what it did with the very, very few animals that they did the COVID vaccine on is it put them in hyper autoimmune response in which their body couldn't turn it off. And the direction that it seems to be going is, could this impact future pregnancies? It could. Why would you even take a chance? Why? You didn't even get COVID. It's been here a year. You didn't get it. Why would you pony yourself up for something like that? And when the symptoms are coughing, sneezing, fever, and maybe some problems breathing at the worst of it, that you can get over 99.9% on your own, why in the world would you run in for a vaccine and then also on top of that harm your baby or harm the possibility of getting pregnant in the future? Do you know what it even says on the fact sheet? That if you're pregnant or wanting to get pregnant, you should not take the vaccine? Wow. It says it on the fact sheet. It's a disclaimer. Why is anybody ponying themselves up for this? I don't know. Unless you're just, I don't know, maybe you like death. Maybe you like adverse reactions. But all you have to do is go to where it says, there's a website that records the adverse reactions from the vaccines. It'll show you all the stillbirths that are happening because of this. You know, the very people at the helm of this do not shy away from saying that they are depopulationists. They think we have too many people on the planet. Bill Gates himself said with proper vaccination, they could reduce the population. I'm sorry, I thought proper vaccination would increase the population. Okay. He said it would decrease it. He even used numbers, so it wasn't like a misspeak. He said they could probably remove, what, a billion of us. Please, I'm begging you. Number one, we let our legislators sit there with their hands, with their rear ends on their hands, did nothing for your freedom, pushed businesses out. Still to this day, people are scared to put people in pews next to each other to sit, right? Churches are still reflecting this pandemic we're not having. The next time I hear the word pandemic, I swear to you, I'm going to hit somebody. We're not in a pandemic. Let me repeat that. We are not in a pandemic. A pandemic does not produce a lower death rate than 20 years ago with more population. It is impossible. There's no pandemic at large. It's all fear. I'm going to say, have faith over fear. Maybe that will help get people out of this. But quit calling it a pandemic. It's not honest. Ask your representative why they didn't fight for freedom. We allowed Governor Herbert to not only provide us a state of emergency that hasn't ended for a year, and under Cox as well, because Cox was the head of the coronavirus, right? Task force. We've been in a state of emergency, wearing masks, limiting business, acting like petrified little human beings over a cold virus for a year. And your representatives have done nothing about it. Not one thing. We actually limited to groups of 100 without a single death in this state, even attributed to COVID, which probably was the flu, once it did get attributed to COVID. We have a huge problem going on. And like George Carlin said, we're all running around scared of a germ. We swallow a million bacteria every single swallow, you guys. We are reducing, because we're masking up our kids all day long, we are reducing their ability to fight common illnesses. We are hampering their immune systems. Judy Mikovits said cancer will start cropping up in about 3 years on average right now with all the mask wearing we're doing, all the damage we're doing to our systems and our bodies by breathing in our own junk all day long. Cancer. 3 years from now, we're going to look back and say, why were we so dumb? All right, on that positive note, we'll move on to Melissa's Hour and then Susan's Hour. Kate Daly Radio, please share this broadcast with everyone you know. Be right back, katedalyradio.com.